I think there's going to be a lot of breakthroughs on the medical front, particularly around synthetic mRNA. You can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So, I mean, I think with enough with effort, that's not too crazy. You could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do it. You can turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA sequence. So, I mean, caterpillars do it. So.
But your project Neuralink is in a way empowering human intelligence versus artificial intelligence. That's the purpose of it. Is that correct?
Neuralink is the first chip implanted into the human brain that directly links the human brain with the hard drive of a physical computer without a wire, without a cable. So it's like Bluetooth technology. It's beyond Bluetooth, but you can think of it that way. So what he's saying is, if you can't beat the machines, join them. He said, let's interface, let's become one with these machines.
Right. So what do you think about that?
So they have the chips that can be implanted into the brain, and I mean, think about what's happening. These are silicon chips that have contact points that are interfacing with human neurons.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains, and I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants, I can, and we measure your brain waves, and I can immediately tell you how the people react, or I can feel how the people react to your answers.
First and like most immediate need for a robot is to be able to manipulate these threads and insert them into the brain.
So the implant is kind of like this little puck of the secret sauce active electronics, and the electrodes are these tiny little flexible threads that each at the very end have multiple little electrodes that if you get those electrodes next to a neuron, they can record what that neuron is doing.
The nature of the device that we're implanting and the way that we're implanting it allows for minimal reaction of the brain tissue to our device to increase the lifetime. In order to do that, the devices are extremely fragile.
The threads that we insert that contain the electrodes are tiny, sort of on the order of like 50 microns wide, 5 microns thick, 20 millimeters long. And so if you take one of them and sort of toss it into the air, it'll sort of float off like a piece of hair.
And those tiny little flexible hairs are too small for a human to handle, even like with tweezers, and that's where the robot comes in.
I would say the next big goal for the robot would be to make it so that there's minimal neurosurgeon interface, that a neurosurgeon can walk in and talk to the patient, make them feel comfortable about the procedure, walk them through exactly what's going to happen, and then essentially click go. And the robot will be able to figure out exactly what the specific topography of the patient will be, target the areas, and take the surgery from the patient coming in and sitting down to them walking out of the door that same day.
Thank you.